Did old Ken do any good for you?
Oh, yeah, he was terrific.
Well, I told him that you'd been working hard, and I said, damn it, you give Henry a good working over.
He certainly did.
Yeah.
He's a hell of a nice guy.
He thinks he should go to China, you know.
I know, and there's something to be said for it, Mr. President.
Well, I'm not going to mention to anybody, and don't you. But what I'm going to do is to just take a look at the list, and at the last, I'll strike some aid, you know, or military guy just may have him go. Because maybe every day we just may have to be worked over.
Because this may be the toughest workout, such a trip of length and having to be constantly on your toes.
Right.
That you'll have.
Any of us will ever have. It'll be good for you, it'll be good for me. We've all got to be up. Also, he could be a fellow that could do other things. You know, he could do the press. And, you know, he's great with everybody.
The Rockefeller campaign, they traveled with Dr. He was terrific in the press. You know, he sounded out. He was active. He could also take care of the
What I was thinking of with regard to the options, and I want you to know that I'm supposed to work on them now. Maybe we have to really put it to the Russians and say that we feel that under the circumstances that we have to cancel the plan.
No, I wouldn't do that here.
No?
That's too drastic, isn't it?
Well,
I think that the best.
I want you to know I'm prepared. Because if these people are. We've got to look it down the road. The things that you've got. You got a minute now?
Yeah.
The things that we've got to consider are these. One. The cost of this of letting this go down the drain. All right, that'll be great. And then doing the other things. Then on the other hand, we've got to figure that if we play this out, the fact that we may not be around after the election. We have to just figure simply as that. And it's a tough goddamn decision. And yet on the other hand, being around after the election, if everything is down the drain, doesn't make any difference.
Mr. President, if we play it out toughly, my conviction, this may go down the drain, but if we play it out toughly, we will get some compensation somewhere. You can go to Moscow with your head up. If you just let it go down the drain, the Moscow summit may not be worth having. That's the reluctant view. I mean, after all the anguish we've gone through, that it could bring up. Nobody wants to jeopardize it either.
We might say this, for example, I'll do the note rest of myself, but I'll look at what my thought is to say that I was very pleased with Secretary Stantz's conversations. I was very pleased with the conversations we had. We got to lead the progress in SALT. It's hard for me to understand that all of this can be jeopardized by this area of the world, but it is being jeopardized, and that the circumstances, I think we have to take a look at this. We have to choose as to what we want to do here.
But that's what we've already attempted to convey. And
yeah.
I don't believe, Mr. President, the major problem now is that the Russians retain their respect for us. If they're going to play it into an absolute showdown, then the summit was worth having anyway. If they want the relaxation with us, we can give them plenty of ways out. And
now, with regard to the ways out, though, missing thing here is what we want as a way out. In other words, what do we say to them? What is the method of settlement? We can't say go back to the status quo ante. We can say, well, get the hell out of West Pakistan, leave it alone, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
At this stage, we have to prevent an Indian attack on West Pakistan.
Right.
That is the major.
Right.
We have to maintain the position of withdrawal from all of Pakistan, but that's something that will get watered down as the paradoxically is accomplished.
Right.
But we have to prevent West Pakistan from getting back.
We've got to say that we have a treaty, we can say.
But it's a little premature yet to make the move towards the Russians. They still owe you an answer to your letter. Previous time,
right.
And therefore we have to hold it up a bit. But I think, I believe that we can come out of this. If they maintain their respect for us, even if we lose, we still will come out all right.
You mean moving the carrier and letting a few planes go in and that sort of thing? Well, maybe. That helps.
It's not a good hand, Mr. President, but doing absolutely nothing. Right now, we are in the position where we are telling allies not to assist another ally that is in mortal danger and to which we have a legal obligation.
Right.
We are in the position where a Soviet stooge supported with Soviet arms is overrunning a country that is an American ally, the United States of America.
Yeah.
To a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we can deserve a little bit of our honor.
Yeah. The Chinese thing, I still think, is a card in the hole there that God damn, if they just move a little. I just think they might move a little if they thought we were going.
But I think if we do absolutely nothing, we will trigger the Soviets And if we can still scare somebody off, which is not excluded, I give it less than it may open the Middle East to lose. If this thing blows the Middle East, then we won't be able to cross it.
Well, don't underestimate the fact that if by good chance the Congress gets out this week, smack North Vietnam pretty strongly. That'll be somewhat of a message to these people.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right. Although we ought to time it, if we send a message to the Chinese, to leave a little interval between the message and smacking them so that they don't think we used it as a pretext to get at Vietnam.
I think the message to the Soviets
is more important now.
At the moment, isn't it?
That's right.
If you really listen to the Chinese.
That's right. Absolutely.
You can't assume the Chinese can work in
the Soviet. That's right.
Although they must be agonizing about this right now.
Well, but they're so weak. Their trouble is that they've just had a semi-revolt in the military.
Have they really?
Yeah. And they've had a million people. They have a million Russians on their northern frontier.
Boy, I tell you, a movement of even some Chinese toward that border there could scare those goddamn Indians to death.
No question. As soon as we have made the decision here, we can then talk to the Chinese. I would plan to do that on Friday, the 19th of May.
Yeah. Boy, if we could enlist them somewhere. I think actually we would deliver a few things to me.
Good thing.
Help with the Russians.
That's what I mean. That's why we would do it.
Well, you'll have the... What time do you want to be ready to talk? I have the... You won't have to be there. I mean, I've let Wallers go.
No, I have a right to see them.
Well, the Wallers and I have. Well, I'll be
good.
Okay.